The final day of the Commonwealth Youth Games was expected to deliver, and did it ever. The golden boy of the Manx team this week, Grant Halsall, once again stole the show with a super bronze medal in the 100-metre backstroke, just 1 second behind winner Corey Main of New Zealand. I caught up with the Manx superstar poolside.
To be here is an achievement for me, to think back where I was a year, even 3 weeks ago. Just to be racing, I feel feels great. Can't ask for more. As I said, I've had a lot of time off, and my speed is the only thing I've got at the moment. And to done so well in the sprints and the 200 is bodes really well for next year in the Olympics. Do you know, I've just seen it as another Games and another international meet, and I'm proud to be representing my country. It's not many times you get to represent Isle of Man, and it's a real honour when you do. It's just a special opportunity, and I think I made the most of it, and the most I could have done. I'm going to try and really get my head down now until March, and really give a good shot at the Olympics.
Massive congratulations to him. The other big event of the day came at the bowl, where the Isle of Man Rugby 7 side were bidding to make their mark on the final day of competition, and they didn't disappoint. After a tough opener against the English, the Manx side beat Sri Lanka 26-15, and just after the final whistle, I grabbed a chat with the Isle of Man team captain, Liam Murphy.
Oh, it feels absolutely great to deliver a win in the Commonwealth Games, and like, you know, we've worked hard for it. We've had to take some good beatings on the chin, but you know, it all feels worth it now. It's good to get a win on the board. To play for the island in general is just great. Oh, it's been a massive learning curve for us as a team. You know, we don't normally get the chance to play against such players like we have done this weekend, but that'll only make us better players for the future.
England claimed overall glory with a 41-20 win over South Africa, and the standard of rugby played over the weekend was just incredible, bearing in mind that many of the players have already signed professional contracts. England and Canada dominated the gymnastics, as did the English and Aussies once again in the cycling. No surprise to see favourites Malaysia claiming gold in the badminton, and in the lunchtime update I'll be reflecting on a fantastic night of action on the track where, you guessed it, Kenya and England led the way. There'll be all that and more then, so be sure to join me, but for now this is Richard Farragher for 3FM. So the dust is starting to settle on the 2011 Commonwealth Youth Games, and what a week it was. England topped the medal table with 37 golds ahead of Australia's 29, with South Africa third on 8. But listen to this, the Isle of Man finished ahead of Jamaica and just one place below Canada, 16th out of 64 countries, largely thanks to an unforgettable week for swimmer Grant Halsall. One of the most heartwarming moments yesterday came in the men's 3,000 metre final, where St Helena's Tyrell Ellick received a standing ovation by the crowd down the final straight after being lapped by the rest of the field. Although it was a personal best, the result left the 17-year-old frustrated but wanting more. Tyrell, you just finished half a minute off your personal best. Tell us how you're feeling right now.
Good in one way, but bad try losing. If you go train to come here, you gotta either do it or don't do it at all. That's what I say. If I had facilities, proper facilities in St. Mina, I would train my heart and soul off.
An absolutely fantastic moment there, but the race itself was won by Kenyan William Sotonik with a time of 7:57, with teammate Patrick Mwikwa 3 seconds behind. Just after the race, I caught up with the winner, who, incredibly, was very disappointed with his time.
It was very, very cold by now because I did not make my time. I make in France at 7:40, but now I run 7:57, so that one is not my best time. But the climate is so it was not very well, so I not perform well. So because we are protecting the water to run Belgium and Switzerland by next 2 weeks, so we're going to improve the time.
The two Kenyan lads have already been tipped as world record breakers in the near future, so watch this space. Kenya again dominated the 800-metre final, where Timothy Katoom finished a second ahead of teammate Leonard Kasenka with a time of 1:49.3. Unreal. Scotland's Tom Holligan claimed the men's 200 metres with a superb 21.54 seconds ahead of Friday's 100-metre winner Taiya Walsh. I'll be back later from Castletown, where the athletes are enjoying a fun day of activities before heading home tomorrow, so join me then, but for now this is Richard Farragher for 3FM. So, with the last of the action completed yesterday, preparations are now underway for tonight's closing ceremony. The event gets underway at 8 o'clock at the Villa Marina, where all 64 nations will be in attendance. The previously arranged cultural day in Castletown was cut slightly short because of the severe weather, meaning the tin bath races between the countries unfortunately couldn't take place. However, it's still been an unforgettable week of action in Douglas, and earlier I spoke to the game's chief press officer, Simon Crellin, who reflected on the past few days.
Definitely think there's some stars of the future coming through that we can look out for, hopefully appearing again in 2012 in the London Games. But I think more importantly from the Isle of Man, I think it's been yet another example of how effective the island can be when everyone pulls together. We've shown that we can host a major sporting event as we do with the TT and obviously Manx Grand Prix and the numerous rallies and cycling events that we run.
And he's not the only Games official already reflecting on what this means to the island. Andy Varnum was a key member of the organising committee.
We've got the Ball Stadium, 3,000 all-seater floodlights. We've never had anything like this before. A fantastic legacy for local football. The Alan Vanning Gymnastics Centre, the number of officials locally who've been trained up and will have the experience on the results system. Potentially 800 volunteers, I think, is numbers, something like that. And hopefully a lot of them will stay in sport afterwards, perhaps stay in community work, charity work. So legacies all over the place.
So after the ceremony at the Villa tonight, the teams will start making their journeys home tomorrow. And for some, this will take as long as 2 weeks. Join me tomorrow when I'll be talking to 15-year-old Jessica Sim from St Helena, who'd never been off the tiny South Pacific island until this week. I'll also be catching up with Chief Organiser Jeff Caron and the island's Lieutenant Governor Adam Wood as they share their thoughts on the legacy of these games. So be sure to join me then. This is Richard Farragher for 3FM.